Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker, one of the top futurists of our time, one of my heroes. Joel is always got some good things to bring us on what's coming at us from the future. The one I want to talk about this segment, Joel, is something that's really, I just get so excited about. I've been reporting on alternative energy from fuel cells for as long as I've been on the air. I used to do a lot of this with the Kiplinger folks. They like to report on these things. I've interviewed the founders of innovative companies working on technologies on hydrogen cell technologies, et cetera, for 15 years. And we still are trying to get one done that we can commercialize. And you brought us today some new information about maybe we're getting closer.
Yeah, and what's interesting, Jim, so you actually know a lot more about the whole industry than I do. What I picked up on was that platinum has been kind of the material of choice for all sorts of catalytic situations,
mm-hmm.
whether it's fuel cells or whether it's cleaning. We have platinum in our cars,
right?
In our
very expensive, of course.
Very expensive, and not that there's not a lot of it. So
it's not durable either.
Right, it wears out.
It's soft.
It gets used up.
So it's softer than gold, I think.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
I'm not positive, but I know it's soft. I know it's not it's not a sturdy metal. It's malleable. Go ahead.
Okay, so here's what's interesting. So I'm reading through this thing about new catalyst, and it basically says that a group of researchers at Brown University were able to take cobalt, graphene, and cobalt oxide. Now, I want to stop for a minute and point out, how many times have you and I talked about graphene in the last year?
I thought about that when I saw this a bunch of times.
It keeps coming up and coming up. It's like the new wonder material.
And it's a carbon based.
It's the simplest carbon in the world.
I don't think we have anything more of that than we do carbon and graphene.
We got so much carbon we can make graphene till it freezes over.
Yeah.
But here's the point. Because graphene, what's interesting about it, and we've talked about this before, it's one atom thick.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost not there. But it's absolutely uniform carbon atoms connecting up one atom thick. It's extremely strong. Excuse me. And it becomes the bed on which you build this catalyst.
Mm-hmm.
And so the stuff actually, and again, we're talking about nanoparticles,
right.
Second word we've used a lot in the last
right.
year, nano and graphene. And what they get is self-assembly of a catalyst that works. Now, it has interesting qualities. It's a little slow to get started. Catalysts kind of start catalyzing. But once it gets started, it's actually better than platinum.
So, all right, so what is? Tell us what the catalyst, remind the audience what the catalyst does.
A catalyst will take two or more materials and bring them together or separate them without changing itself.
Right.
And so it allows you.
But
to
how does this
chemical.
Work in a fuel cell?
Well, you got me there. If you ask me for the exact directions, all I know.
But the
is,
main thing is this if this graphene cobalt based system will replace platinum in the fuel cells, that makes the commercialization of and the duplication, the manufacturing of these cells a lot more feasible.
Much cheaper, much easier to do.
And maybe even more efficient.
Actually, there's a suggestion it may be more efficient. That's
yeah.
right. Over the long period of time, it definitely is efficient. They've already said that.
But doggone it, Joel, I'm ready to get one of these things in my house, in my car, in my office. I want to hold one in my hand. I've been reporting on these darn things, these fuel cells for so long. I'm ready for one of them.
Well, the irony is NASA's been using them forever out in outer space.
Yeah.
They've got the budget to do it.
Yeah.
And it takes breakthroughs like this where the material changes and the assembly costs change so that you can start thinking through commercialization.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a big step. This is important, and it also reflects one other thing. For those of us who are technological optimists, we do keep finding these surprising solutions. Mm-hmm. By the way, whether it's a three-pressure bandage or an extremely sophisticated chemical system catalyst, we have wonderful human beings working around the world to solve problems that seemingly are unsolvable.
And all three of these solutions you've talked about today have come from things that were already right under our nose.
Yep.
Nobody had to discover anything. Just work with what we already have and use some common sense.
It's stepping outside the boundaries in most cases, and that's the paradigm shift stuff that we talk about.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Yep. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. JoelBarker.com, right?
Yes.
They can find your films there, your books, all the things he does. Folks, you got to follow Joel. He's a smart guy.
I do a weekly Scoop It section for all the new stuff that I find. So if they want to see more than this, they can also find that on
Check it out, JoelBarker.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.